You're listening to Searching for Solutions with Walter Senzik.
Welcome to Searching for Solutions, powered by First Ontario Credit Union, enabling a community of understanding through open conversations. Thanks for taking the time to join me today. And we've been talking a lot about issues facing communities, and one of the ones that is a constant thread throughout Searching for Solutions is the housing crisis. And it is so multifaceted. There is a complexity to the crisis that a lot of people are leaning into. And so I just want to acknowledge that there is federal, provincial, municipal, business communities, community organizations that are leaning into it. But it's not going to be solved by one magic bullet. It's not going to be solved by one level of government. And it's not just going to be solved by government. We've had developers here on Searching for Solutions, innovative developers and companies who are fabricating new kinds of housing here on Searching for Solutions. But building housing takes time. And one of the spaces that Mike Moffitt has been talking about, and Mike Moffitt is a leading expert, leading voice on the housing crisis in the country, and he has been researching this, and he's the co-founder of an organization that really studies the impact of the housing crisis. He is the founding director of the Place Center, and he's also with the Smart Prosperity Institute. And he's been on Searching for Solutions previously, talking about what led to this moment in time here in Canada. And for those who think that the housing issue is just a Canadian, uniquely Canadian issue, it's not. It is a North American phenomenon. And there's a whole host of reasons why it's happening in communities large and small across North America. Here in Canada, and in specifically in Niagara, Hamilton area, is really looking at what are and have been some of the reasons why it's becoming even more of a struggle to secure attainable, affordable housing. And, you know, what Mike Moffitt has been talking about is when you look at the university college towns and you start to do a data analysis, there was a shift that, or a change that happened probably in the last decade plus. And that was the reduction in support by the province for post-secondary education, and then a correlation with the attraction of international students coming into the communities, and that has put an additional pressure. And just to give you an example, in the St. Catharines, Niagara, Kitchener-Waterloo market, London, Ottawa, Windsor, these areas each have seen an increase of over 5,000 international students over a 4-year period. And so it's a considerable number of international students coming into these regions, and yet housing wasn't being built to accommodate or absorb that level of influx into those communities. That has singularly created a significant piece of housing pressure. And on today's show of Searching for Solutions, we're going to be talking to a company that actually is starting to look at how we can unlock what is extra space within existing housing, especially you're looking at older adults or single individuals who have additional space within their homes that they can unlock for additional rent, but also to create space that you have someone else living in your home. I'm going to be talking with Rylan Kinnan, co-founder and CEO of Spaces Shared. He's going to be taking us through this unique concept because it's coming to Niagara, started in the Barrie area and in Toronto, and it is now coming into Niagara. And this is an opportunity when we think about solutions. Sometimes it's these micro solutions that will actually start to create and reduce the pressure that so many people are feeling when it comes to the housing crisis in our community. This is Searching for Solutions, powered by First Ontario Credit Union, enabling a community of understanding through open conversations. Don't go anywhere. This is going to be a great show.
You're listening to Searching for Solutions with Walter Senzik. You're listening to Searching for Solutions with Walter Senzik.
Welcome to Searching for Solutions, powered by First Ontario Credit Union, enabling a community of understanding through open conversations. Welcome back. As I was talking about before the break, the housing crisis is a complex issue. It's one that's not going to be solved simply by saying you're going to build so many units, or you're going to say to municipalities that you need to do X, Y, and Z. As we've talked about here on Searching for Solutions, the housing crisis is something that's been a long time coming. And I've had previous guests. Mike Moffitt has been a regular here on Searching for Solutions. And he is one of the foremost thinkers around what created the crisis and what are the opportunities or where can we best place our energies to try and solve this issue. And joining me now is someone who has created a company that when you look at what solutions are and how do they fit into complex pieces like this, it's often going to be these what I'll call micro solutions that really start to tackle the real issues that are within communities. And Rylan Kinnon is co-founder and CEO of Spaces Shared. He spent a decade in post-secondary advocacy, policy, program administration, and technology. And that's an important piece here because there is a role within the post-secondary institutions that are in communities. And how does that impact the housing situation in those communities? And he's really done a lot of work on working with stakeholders and looking at and scaling up technology companies. So when you look at the sort of the blend of what his company is doing, you're going to get a sense of how identifying an issue and then creating the pathway to a solution really from a business perspective is going to be an important part of this. So I just want to say welcome to the show, Rylan. Great to see you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Walter. I'm pleased to be here.
So you've been in the post-secondary space for a while. What was some of the work that you were doing on the post-secondary side before we get in to start talking about the company that you co-founded?
So I've had a career I really enjoyed in the post-secondary sector. I started as executive director of the Ontario Undergraduate Student Alliance. So I represented, along with the team, over about 150,000 students in Ontario. And we did research-based advocacy of the provincial government on issues like tuition, the Ontario Student Assistance Plan, student mental health, inclusion, all of those issues. And I did that for 2 years, got to do some good work, make some great connections, and of course, work with amazing student leaders to be able to represent them to the provincial government. I then joined the provincial government. I was there for 5 years. My last role in government was manager of capital funding and programs. So my team was responsible for capital planning and capital operations in the province. Decided to leave. I joined Magnet at what was then Ryerson University, is now Toronto Metropolitan University, as chief operating officer. Magnet is a job matching platform that focuses particularly on individuals who face barriers to employment and inclusion in the labor market. And then after that, I briefly was an ed tech startup and then was doing consulting in the post-secondary space, business strategy, organizational design, business development, policy development, advocacy. And that's really where the idea for Spaces Shared came from, was a consultation that I did on student mental health.
Okay, so that's an interesting piece. So the student mental health part and then Spaces Shared. So give us a brief of what Spaces Shared, and then I want to come back to that mental health piece.
So Spaces Shared is an intergenerational home sharing platform. What we're trying to do is take a very long existing model of home share, particularly home share where an older adult opens their home, provides a bedroom that is affordable and safe and comfortable. A student comes in and that student either just becomes kind of like a roommate, or the student might also be helping out around the house with things like taking out the garbage and recycling, raking leaves, shoveling snow. So we realized there's an opportunity to take this model that has existed forever and find a way to scale it and sustain it. So we're a platform where folks can very safely connect. They can match. They can get to know each other and they can set up their home share agreement. But we also have a team that once you're matched, you're set up, the student's moved in, we check in with you regularly to make sure that it's going well. So we're a platform and a team that's dedicated to expanding home sharing as a option to solve both the student housing challenges, but also to solve the challenge of how do we ensure that Canadians can age in place for as long as possible.
And that's really, I love the connection between aging in place, and that is a significant issue. I've got older parents who that is the goal is to age in place, and they're doing mm-hmm. it very well. But there's a lot more older adults out there that there's a housing security piece there, and we mm-hmm. have to be cognizant of that. Where there's folks who this is where they've lived for many, many decades, and the thought of then selling and moving into an apartment or some kind of care, you know, retirement home, you lose, in a sense, that housing security, because that home is the home that you've built over a long period of time, and that is the place that you feel secure. So, you know, aging in place, really important. And then on the other side, and I want to go back to the mental health piece. The mental health piece, is that from the student's perspective that you were looking at building this platform, and explain how that works or how that fits into the philosophy of trying to address some of the issues that you've seen as a leader within the student space?
So there were a few things in that consultation that led me to the point of planning to create Spaces Shared. First of all, I spoke to student leaders from across the province. And didn't matter if you were in Northern Ontario, urban Ontario, rural Ontario, Southern Ontario, Eastern Ontario, every student leader had housing as their top one or two priority. And then the second piece, a student said this to me, and it's very obvious, but for me, it was quite profound. They said, you know, when we talk about mental health, we so often talk about therapy and therapeutic interventions. But the reality is you can't counsel me out of food, economic, or housing insecurity. And for some reason, that hit me like a ton of bricks. And it's Maslow's hierarchy of needs, of course. Like, if you don't have your basic human necessities met, how can you possibly survive and thrive? So it was that context that made me think, especially also understanding the budgetary constraints of students and international students. Like, it's expensive for all of us to live. It's expensive for middle and upper middle income families to find housing. So if you're new to a community, or you're new to Canada, and that's the baseline housing context, it's going to be really challenging. So our goal was expand this model and try to use this as a way to both create more housing options, get these empty bedrooms that aren't serving any purpose to house a student. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, help older adults potentially age in place too.
So from your experience in always when, and I believe when people go to start businesses, they do a lot of the background research, try to do proof of concept, make sure it's going to work. And clearly you've done all that research. You know, as someone who has been in the university post-secondary space, like, was there not already how come the universities and colleges didn't see that this was going to become an issue as the attraction for international students continued to climb over the past decade, and the pressures around housing, or as you talked about, the affordability, the integration into community, all those pieces became even more critical for the well-being of international students coming in. Like, from your perspective, could communities or post-secondary educations done more to try and address this at an earlier stage?
So when I think about this question, Walter, I always like to think about what could we collectively as Canadians have done differently. We've decided as Canadians that funding for post-secondary is not as much of a priority as funding for other things. Funding per student in Ontario has not gone up in well over a decade. And then when the new government came in, the Ford government came in, they cut domestic tuition by 10% and then froze it. So that created additional revenue pressures. And our public post-secondary system is being funded by international tuition dollars. That's right. Just the reality. So what we have a challenge with, and this is a public policy challenge in general, is actually understanding all of the implications of the decisions that we make. And I think that we as a society and our governments failed to acknowledge that if we're going to put the pressure of funding post-sec on international students, we're going to have a lot of international students coming, and we need to make sure that, they have the supports that they need. But then in that context, Walter, you mentioned some of this in your opening remarks. We're not doing enough on housing, period. So my argument would be we have this challenge of the post-secondary system isn't being funded properly, and you can argue about whether that is right or wrong. From my perspective, I believe it should be funded better. Post-secondary is critical to our economic and cultural and social success. And then on the flip side, you also have a housing market that's not meeting the needs of everyday Canadians for many of the reasons that you mentioned. So I fundamentally come back to, and I feel this way, we are responsible for the country that we have through what we do in our communities, the ways we engage in our communities, the level of engagement we have in voting and understanding different political parties' priorities. I always encourage folks in these contexts, think about what could you do differently? And this is actually the beauty of HomeShare, Walter, is there's an opportunity for you, if you have a spare bedroom, to positively contribute to this challenge. And my wife and I have tried to be intentional ourselves. And we've had folks live with us pay very under market rates because they had a need. And those have been great experiences, not without challenges, but great experiences. So, yeah.
Okay, because I want to get into the first launch for Spaces Shared was in Georgian College in Barrie.
Correct.
And, you know, in great opportunity, and I believe that was, when did you start the Spaces Shared in Barrie? What was the year around?
We started in April of 2023. I almost said 2022 because I keep forgetting we're now in 24.
Okay. And so looking at Barrie, can you give us a sense of the decision to look at Barrie as sort of launch of this innovative platform?
Sure. So when we started, I just started having conversations with folks that I knew in the post-secondary sector. And I said, there's clearly a need. I think one part of the solution to the housing challenge for both domestic and international students is home sharing. We're building this platform. Would you like to work with us? And our first two partners were Georgian College in Barrie and Humber College in Toronto. And Georgian prides itself a lot on being an innovator. They're a change maker institution under Ashoka. And so they said, okay, we're happy to do this with you. We know there's a need. We've got aging people in our community. We need to find more options for students. And we also know that Barrie's economy needs fresh labor coming into it as well. And Spaces Shared, part of my hope for it is we help students actually integrate into the community more than if they were living with a bunch of other students or if they were living in a residence, because they get connected to someone who knows the community and has a stake in the community. So we were really excited to launch with Georgian. Georgian's connections into the community meant that we had lots of opportunity to talk to community organizations, talk to organizations that serve older adults, talk to organizations that tie into different diaspora groups. So we've been really excited about that partnership and very excited to see and start to hear actually from community members that they're hearing about Spaces Shared from neighbors and friends, because that's how we're going to get to the point of this making a big dent on the housing challenges in Canada.
And so the uptake in Georgian College, so 2003 you launched, what has been the uptake?
So the uptake, I believe we have about 45 listings in Barrie already. We have about a dozen people living together, which was more than we anticipated this early on, because we're about 8 months in. And we're seeing folks from other communities that Georgian College is in wanting to participate in the program because they're hearing about it. So I would say it's exceeding our expectations. There's a long opportunity for us to keep growing in that community, but we're ahead of where we expected we'd be at this point.
So I'm talking with Rylan Kinnon, co-founder and CEO of Spaces Shared, talking about an innovative housing platform that addresses a number of different issues and really starts to get at some of the opportunities for shared spaces and unlock a lot of, I think, housing space that it could be unlocked for a whole host of reasons. And coming up after the break, we're going to talk about Spaces Shared coming into Niagara, what it means, how to use the platform, how to use it from the perspective of an older adult, and also how to use it from the perspective of a new student, and really what it can mean for the communities in Niagara. So we don't want to go anywhere. This is Searching for Solutions with Walter Senzik, powered by First Ontario Credit Union, enabling a community of understanding through open conversation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Searching for Solutions with Walter Senzik. You're listening to Searching for Solutions with Walter Senzik.
Welcome back to Searching for Solutions, powered by First Ontario Credit Union, enabling a community of understanding through open conversations. My guest today is Rylan Kinnon, co-founder and CEO of Spaces Shared. We've been talking about why this innovative concept came to be, how it helps to address the housing need in communities where you have colleges and universities, and the platform itself, which was launched in Georgian College in Barrie and Humber College in Toronto, and how the linking of students with older adults in housing spaces where there's extra space really is a unique way to start to chip away at the housing crisis that communities are facing. And so, Rylan, before the break, we were talking about the Georgian College experience in Barrie, and now there's an opportunity here in Niagara, and there's a couple partnerships that have been formed. Talk about that and how they came to be.
Yeah, we're extremely excited to have launched this week with the University of Niagara Falls, which is a brand new university in Niagara Falls, and Niagara College. Our partnerships with post-secondary institutions are focused on raising awareness about the opportunity in home share, connecting with community organizations, connecting with community members to be able to create the listings. And then, of course, inviting students in to connect to those homeowners who have been willing to open up their homes. So in the coming weeks, we will be doing events with the University of Niagara Falls and with Niagara College to invite community organizations and community members in to ask about the platform, ask about the program, make sure that they're comfortable with it and they understand it so that they can move ahead and create that listing.
So for an older adult, and you know, the Searching for Solutions here in the Niagara-Hamilton area really does have an opportunity to reach a lot of people. For someone who's looking, they've got a bungalow or they've got a two-story home, they've got a couple of extra bedrooms or you know one extra bedroom. How does this work? If you could take us through the identification that, yep, I've got some space, I'm looking forward to get in. Because this is, I've had some friends previously who have done the international students coming in, they've done the shared space, and really it was just a relationship between an individual family somewhere abroad and being able to tap into, yeah, I've got an extra room. This one is much more coordinated. So if someone is interested, take us through the process of how you'd go from I've got some space to having an international student living with you.
Perfect. So first of all, you'd sign up, your name, your email address. We'd get your profile photo. We'd ask you questions about yourself. What dietary restrictions do you have? Do you what fields did you work in? What did you study if you studied in post-sec? Where did you study? What are your hobbies and interests? And then we would ask you to complete your listing, which is kind of what you would expect. Take pictures of the room, describe the room, what amenities are included, set your rent, set your helper's discount if you want to set it. And the helper's discount is where you can say, I want up to 5 hours of help per week with things like taking the garbage and recycling out, shoveling snow, raking the leaves, light household cleaning. And for every hour of weekly assistance you're looking for from our set list of tasks, the student would get a 5% discount on the monthly rent. So once you've done all of those things, you then go in and you set your housemate preferences. So we ask you questions around what's your comfort level with your student having daytime or overnight guests, and how often do you have daytime and overnight guests? What is your comfort level with different types of foods being cooked in the home? Are there foods you don't want cooked in the home? What foods do you typically cook in the home so the student is aware? How often do you expect the student to clean up the kitchen, the bathroom, the living and shared spaces? How often do you clean up the kitchen, the bathroom, the living and shared spaces? How often do you consume alcohol, tobacco, or cannabis? How often can the student consume alcohol, tobacco, and cannabis? trying to just get at these things that are important in living with other folks. So you can say, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm hoping for. And what's really key is throughout that process, Spaces Shared confirms your identity as a host. We require you to upload proof of your identity. We compare that proof of identity against your profile photo. We confirm that the address you're listing, you do actually live at. And then what happens is students come in, they can see your listing, they see their match score against your hobbies, your interests, the housemate preferences that you've set, all of those different pieces. And that student has had their identity verified. So they've had to upload proof of identity, government issued ID. We've compared it against the profile photo. We've required them to upload proof of acceptance. And if they have it, proof of enrollment. So we can confirm that they are in fact a student. We confirm their phone number and we confirm their email address as well. The student would send you a message and say, hello, I'm interested in your property. You can see whether they match your requirements before you even message back to them. If you get a good sense, the student and you can set up a video call on the platform, and your email address, your specific address, and your phone number have never been shared up to this point.
Okay.
So the student and you have a conversation. We give you a discussion guide with some key questions that we know you should ask to make sure you're comfortable. If you decide you are comfortable, the student can make a booking request, which you accept. The system then automatically generates a home share agreement that has the terms and conditions in it, that has your expectations of them as a housemate in it. If the student is doing any help for the helper's discount, what's included, how many hours, you can negotiate it in the platform. At the time of that home share agreement being started, both the student and the host are also required to get an enhanced criminal record check. That is managed through the platform. The information that you've already put in, we use. We push that out. We can get a result as quickly as 15 minutes, but we always get it within 24 hours. So before you can enter into that home share agreement, you have to complete that enhanced criminal record check. Once you sign the home share agreement and the criminal record check has come back clear, you set up payment. And payment is managed through us. So we will collect the payment from the student. We will forward it on to the host. And one of the things that that does is there is a massive challenge of fake and fraudulent listings in Canada.
Yep.
And we do not forward the first month's rent onto the host until the student moves in and fills in a move-in checklist. So there's no opportunity for fraudsters to make money out of Spaces Shared. It's really critical to us that this is a community of trust. So the fact that we verified everyone's identities up front, we also check in the day the student moves in with both the host and the student. We check in a week thereafter, and then we check in every month. We send a survey out saying, how's it going? Are you both meeting each other's expectations? Are you satisfied? If that survey doesn't come back perfectly satisfied, a member of our customer success team reaches out. And our customer success team is all social workers who have experience in intergenerational home share. They love this. They're passionate about it. And they want to help out. And we want to get ahead of problems before they become major ones. But the other really important thing to know, Walter, is we have expectations of our users. So if either a student fails to live up to the expectations we would have of them for how they communicate with a host and then also how they live with a host, we would investigate and we would remove them from the platform. And because we know their name and their date of birth, that's it. This isn't Facebook or Kijiji where you just create another email address and start over. If you're out, you're out. Similarly for the host, if the host is not treating the student properly, if the host is not living up to the expectations that have been set, we reserve the right to remove them from the platform too. So over time, we're going to have a better and stronger group of both hosts and students on the platform. And we hope, we believe we're making this much safer. One of the comments from one of our hosts in Barrie was, I'd been thinking about this for a while, but I was always concerned. And now that I know Spaces Shared is confirming identities at the front end, it's making it safe for me to meet students and decide that I don't want to proceed with it. And that Spaces Shared is along with me for the ride and checking in, I feel comfortable opening my home.
And I think that's the key part for me when I look at Spaces Shared and the impact it could have, is you're really, you're part of the entire continuum of guiding a person through this. Because again, if you're an older adult, for whatever reason, maybe you're widowed, or you're single and you're looking for your space and you're trying to bring in some extra income, You want to, you know, stretch the value of the place in which you're living a little further. But then bringing someone to your home is a very, you know, it's a very intimate thing. Like you're opening up your door.
Very.
And in today's world where you do see through technology, and I'll use the word abuse of older folks, they're being tricked into fraud and they're all these different, I believe they're becoming even less inclined to look at these opportunities for the fear of that they will be hoodwinked or they will be misled. But, you know, listening to Ryland talk about spaces shared and how from the very beginning, and for me, the key piece was that the background check. Now, on an international student, how would you go about doing a background check? Because it's different here in Canada. You know, you apply to the police services board wherever you are, and you fill out the forms, and you'll get a police services check back. But on the international side, how do you do that?
So for international students, if they've been in Canada for less than 12 months, we expect the CBSA and IRCC have done their job in assessing them for admissibility. And part of that process can include an international criminal record check. So those students, if they've been in Canada for 1 year, less a day, or less, we don't require them to complete a criminal background check. If they've been here for a year or more, they have to complete the criminal background check. And it checks, again, our enhanced check checks the national CPIC database that's maintained by the RCMP. And it also checks local and regional police databases as well to capture as much information as possible. So in that instance, yes, we're relying on the government having done what we would expect it to do in terms of determining admissibility for the student at the border.
Right. And on the Landlord Tribunal or the Landlord and Tenant Act, how does this fall within that framework, or does it?
It doesn't.
Okay. And why doesn't it? Is this something, again, I'm not in that space, but so it, because that there's checks and balances somewhat. Some would argue there's not a lot of check, but there's checks and balances in the Landlord and Tenant Act, and this falls outside. And this is, again, why space is shared so important, because it starts to build in those blocks of checks and balances.
Exactly. So in Ontario, the Landlord Tenant Act does not apply to situations where the host and the guest are sharing either a kitchen or a bathroom. So at this time, we don't allow individual units on space is shared. The agreement between the host and the guest is our home share agreement. We agree to support the host and the guest as they move forward. There's a conflict resolution process built into that agreement. And one of the things, again, that excites me about what we're doing here is that for a host who might be worried, well, what happens if the guest is bad? I've heard nightmare stories of being stuck with someone for 12, 18, 24 months. That doesn't happen with spaces shared. On the flip side, we are very concerned that the hosts are good quality people and they care about the student, because we don't want a student getting pushed out either. So finding that balance is key. But the fact that it's not subject to the LTA is part of what makes this, what I would say, a less risky proposition for a host, combined with all the verification that we do.
And you've really checked all the boxes when you look at how you build a platform like this and creating the checks and balances, the securities, and all along the way, you have a team that's working with both the person who's doing the opening up of the home and the student coming in. You talked earlier on the show about some challenges. You yourself, you have some international students. You've had that experience. Can you touch on some of the early challenges, just to give people an example of, you know, challenges that can be overcome kind of thing?
So we've tried to build into that discussion guide the types of challenges we know will come up so we can hit them head on. So one of the things Jackie, my co-founder, who's been doing this for about 4 years now, will often use is, what does a full garbage can look like? We all have very different beliefs of what a full garbage can might look like. So that's one of those things. Let's talk about that up front. How quickly does the laundry machine need to have the laundry transferred over to the dryer? How quickly does the laundry have to come out of the dryer? Should the toilet seat be left up? Should it be left down? Like the common things that any of us have in living relationships. So what we're trying really hard to do is make sure all of those things are understood at the front end. I'd say one challenge that we've identified recently is how do we make sure that, particularly on the student side, they're remembering all of the things that they agreed to with the host in terms of the expectations in the home. So our check-ins are how we've identified that there's a bit of a mismatch here, because we're saying we've seen only a couple of hosts say, you know, this stuff is happening that wasn't aligned with our agreement. So what we're currently thinking through is how do we encourage our guests to kind of re-up their knowledge on what those rules are, what those expectations are. But again, we're in there and we're there to support, because we want to make sure that this relationship gets tuned up where it needs to be to continue to be successful until the end of its term.
I'm talking with Rylan Kinnon, co-founder and CEO of Spaces Shared. What I really like about this project and this company that you've created is it doesn't take a municipality or provincial or federal government to inject a whole bunch of money into an issue. It actually is the ingenuity of a business person to say, hey, I've identified an opportunity that unlocks housing that doesn't cost anything from the government perspective to actually create. And these are those kind of solutions when we're talking about the housing crisis that can make a difference. And so, Rylan, I just want to say congratulations. A great idea, great concept. You clearly have put a lot of effort into the design work prior to get it to where it is today. And if anyone's looking for information, where can they go to find all of the relevant information that we've been talking about?
So they should go to www.spacesshared.ca. That's where they can get all the information that they need. That's where they can sign up. They all can also can find our phone number, chat with an awesome member of our customer success team if they have any questions. We want people to feel comfortable and have the information they need to do this. But we encourage you to check it out. If you've thought about it, if you're considering it, you can do this for as little as a month. You can do it for as little as a semester. You don't have to commit to this long term. So we always encourage folks, if you think you might enjoy it, try it. We feel very confident you will enjoy it.
Great concept. Spaces Shared. Rylan, thanks for taking the time to join us today, and looking forward to following the journey of this company as it continues to make a difference in the communities in which it's going to be launched, including here in Niagara. This is Searching for Solutions with Walter Senzik, powered by First Ontario Credit Union, enabling a community of understanding through open conversations. We'll be right back for some closing remarks. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Searching for Solutions with Walter Senzik.
Thank you for tuning in to Searching for Solutions, powered by First Ontario Credit Union, enabling a community of understanding through open conversations. So today's discussion with Rylan Kinnon from Spaces Shared really highlights how we don't necessarily just have to build new housing. We can also look at the stock of housing that's in our markets, and individuals can look in the spaces in which they're living and say, can I unlock that spare room that's been empty for months or years? Maybe you've got two spare rooms that you could unlock. And what that creates is not just a revenue source for an individual, but it also creates an opportunity to bring a young person into your shared space that can help with the operating of a home. So some of the chores that can be done. And it also helps to bring some companionship into this space. I've often talked to some individuals who bring international students in on their own. One of the reasons for doing that is because at times they do get lonely. And this is an opportunity to have someone in the house. It creates some security in the space because they've got another person living there. It creates some financial security because it brings in some income. And it also creates an opportunity to have a person that you can either engage with or learn from. You know, when you bring an individual into your housing space that may be from a different culture, it's an opportunity to learn. And that's the fascinating piece around Spaces Shared, is that it's not just about that linkages, but the platform that creates a safe space, a safe platform that takes you through the continuum from the beginning of, yes, I've got space, to the how do I access the market to bring someone in safely? And I think Ryland's really tapped into something here. And you know, when you go back to the Mike Moffitt research that has shown that, you know, over the past 5 or 6 years, you've had in Kitchener-Waterloo over 10,000 new international students have come into the market. In St. Catharines, Niagara, it's 5,000. That's 5,000 places that people need to find a home for. And through Spaces Shared, Niagara College is partnering with Spaces Shared, as well as University, Niagara Falls University. And this is an opportunity for them to really start to unlock what I think is a large opportunity in the Niagara area. And it's just not unique to Niagara. And, you know, you look at the success in Barrie, you look at the pressure in Hamilton with McMaster and Mohawk, all of these university and college towns, and Mike's research has backed this up, has really created unique pressures in those communities beyond what has already been an escalation of lack of affordability for housing. And so when you see these opportunities and you see something like Spaces Shared, you also acknowledge that it's not going to be governments, just governments. It's not just going to be the development community that's going to, or it's not just going to be the not-for-profit sector that's going to take us through and get us to a better place where we actually have affordable and accessible housing. It's also going to be the businesses. It's going to be innovative people like Ryland and Spaces Shared that's going to create some pathways to unlock housing for people. That's the exciting part about Searching for Solutions. It's being able to showcase those who are doing innovative things. And we've really done that here on the show. We've looked at people who have been building, you know, prefabrication units. So we've looked at developers who are building micro units. We've talked to those in the apartment building space and building new purpose-built apartment. It's all about shining a light on where those who are making a difference, how they're making a difference, and how it can impact a community. Searching for Solutions, we're tackling some of the biggest issues facing communities, but at the same time, looking at where the innovation and where the pathways for solutions are being created. And in today's show with Spaces Shared really does do that. So I encourage you, if you've got some extra space in your house, check out Spaces Shared. And if you're in a community that doesn't have Spaces Shared yet, get in contact with them, talk to Ryland and see if they can bring them to your community. That's what we do here on Searching for Solutions. I want to thank Greg Campagna, our producer, for pulling the show together. I also want to say, if you ever want to reach out, you can get me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. You can get me on Threads. You can also check out my website, waltersenzik.com. And you can email me as well, walter@waltersenzik.com. I want to thank First Ontario Credit Union for this continued support of Searching for Solutions. Without their support, we wouldn't have the show. And also to Bell Media for carrying this on 610 CKTB and in the Hamilton markets. Really do appreciate it. This is Searching for Solutions, powered by First Ontario Credit Union, enabling a community of understanding through open conversations. Take care.
You're listening to Searching for Solutions with Walter Senzik.